Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Efforts to expand universal early education programs are going full speed ahead, but the benefits of government-regulated programs are very questionable. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Goldwater Institute in Arizona. The report, called Assessing Proposals for Preschool and Kindergarten, Essential Information for Parents, Taxpayers, and Policymakers, is based on many investigations of preschool and kindergarten programs. The evidence shows there is plenty of reason to challenge the notion that widespread preschool and kindergarten will improve student achievement or benefit all children. The research is often plagued by methodological shortcomings such as small sample size, high attrition rates, and failure to use random selection. Some of the research has been wholly discredited. Poor quality research was also found in studies used to promote full-day versus half-day kindergarten programs. Some studies offered evidence that disadvantaged children may initially be helped by preschool and kindergarten programs, but the benefits were shown to either disappear when a child leaves the program or fade as a child progresses through school. For middle-class children, there is little or no evidence to support the contention that formal preschool and kindergarten are necessary for school achievement or more advantageous than learning in a traditional home setting. And there is some evidence that daycare and preschool can be detrimental. There is little proof to verify academic improvement. Although the preschool enrollment rate of four-year-olds has climbed from 16% to 66%, student achievement has stagnated. Regarding the length of day for kindergarten, the National Center for Education Statistics study of 22,000 children finds no lasting reading, math, or science achievement differences between children who attend half-day or full-day kindergarten.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a special update on the kindergarten and preschool years, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Early Childhood Education Packet. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a man who says, if you fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, you must be a politician. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I have been, I guess, considered a pessimist for a long time on certain things, at least. And I've been concerned, and I'm going way back 20 years, I guess. When was it that the Hunt brothers were buying the silver, remember, and gold was up to 800 back in the 80s? And I've been watching this thing for a long, long time. And we've had several shows concerning the price of gold and how the price of precious metals has not really changed all that much. But it looks like things are changing. And I was talking to a lady the other day whose husband is in contracting, and they had I don't know the details, but they had a bid to take down, they won the bid to take down an old McDonald's building or put a new roof on it or something. I don't know what it was. But anyhow, on top of that building, they had at one time put a copper roof on there, and just destroying that roof, they had enough money. It was almost $4,000, something like that, that they had just in the junk value of what they took off of that roof in copper. We have seen these commodity prices, and when I say commodities, most of my listeners that are farmers say, no, they're not up, because farmers think commodities are corn and wheat and soybeans. But the rest of the world looks at commodities as all of the other stuff, such as the metals, etc. And I have an interesting story here. The Russian Central Bank is buying up 1,000 tons of gold to double its gold holdings. They now have 500 tons of gold. Russia Central Bank is gold buying. The Russians have $165 billion in their central bank reserves. Okay, and they're talking about spending about $8.4 billion to buy 500 tons of gold. They say that'll just be 5% of the bank's reserves, and they want 5% in gold. The world had lots of dollars and not much gold, they say. 500 tons is huge in the gold world. Mine supply is only 2,500 tons a year. That's what we mine. So 500 tons is a gob in a bunch. Anyway, total gold mined in all of human history is 150,000 tons. And I was talking to a fellow that I trade with, not in gold. In fact, he's my feed dealer. And we were discussing the price of things and how things have been going up, and what we used to give 50 to 75 cents for an iron fence post is now $4, and it weighs about half of what the one we used to buy for 50 cents weighs. And I mentioned this gold thing, and he said, yeah, he saw, and I don't remember where he got his information, but he said a gold ring in a jewelry store went up over $100 just in a few days when this gold market started to increase. So I picked up the telephone and called Craig Smith, who has been our financial expert on this show time and time again, and he certainly knows a lot about gold. And Craig, it's good to have you as a guest on the show.
Well, Derry, it's always good to be with you.
What do you think here? First of all, where is gold today?
Well, gold's finally taken a little bit of a breather. It got up to $530. It's down $8.50 today on the back of them being down $8 yesterday. So it's currently at $513, which is what we wanted to see. You know, this cotton picker's gone straight up, Derry, and you want to see a little bit of break along the way because anything that goes straight up will come straight down. So we're seeing a little breather here, and we like what we're seeing. Gold is completely undervalued, basis what you opened this program with, Derry. Copper, lead, tin, steel, aluminum, everything's through the roof. All gold's doing is following what's happening with the rest of the metals.
Is gold following the rest of the metals, or the rest of the metals following gold?
Well, no, I think gold has some catch-up to play, quite frankly. I mean, if you look at natural gas, it's up 200%. Crude is up 45%. Copper is up 48%. So gold, only being up 20-some-odd percent for the year, is just playing catch-up with the other commodities right now. And, of course, you know, I was waiting to come on with you, I was reading the Financial Times out of London headlines. Investors increasingly bank on gold as alternative to leading currency. The next day, the price of gold driven ever higher by inflation and interest rate fears. I think the world, and you get a wonderful example, the Russian bank, I think the world is finally turning back to gold, and that's why we think that there's much higher prices ahead. I mean, this is way overdue, Derry. 25 years gold has been languishing, and now it's finally starting to catch up. And if you just adjust gold for inflation, it should be about $1,400 an ounce. So we think it's a great buy right here.
See, I say the same thing about cattle. I'm serious. You know, people say, boy, these cattle sure are high, aren't they? No, they're not high, for goodness sakes. Look, just like I mentioned that 50-cent fence post, and now it's $4, those cattle ought to be many, many, many times higher. And I don't mean dollars higher, I mean times higher than they are today, based upon our inputs and the other things that are going up. We were talking here about the Russian Central Bank. Now, this article, and I really am not familiar with the, it's called the Silver Stock Report. Are you familiar with that.com?
You know, I've heard of it, Derry. I'm not.
Jason Hommel, H-O-M-M-E-L. But anyway, he's saying that Argentina, South Korea, South Africa are also going to be buying gold. And now China is going to step into the market. And they talk about China has... let me see here.
Well, they have a billion buyers. I mean, that's the Shanghai Gold Exchange that they just put together, Derry, could make a huge difference on the price of gold, because you're talking about an increase of 1 billion buyers. Now, people say, well, but the Chinese don't have any money. Let's say they all bought $5 a piece worth of gold. Okay, you're talking a massive amount of gold, Derry.
All right, here's the story that this writer has. He says China has $2.6 trillion U.S. dollars.
Right.
Now, I said China, he says, held by Asian central banks.
Right, I was just about to say that probably encompasses Indonesia, Japan, China, and that whole
region. Right, but $2.6 trillion is a lot of money. Hey, let's take a break. I hear the music in the background. This would be a good place to take a breather, and we'll be right back. Our call-in line is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. We're visiting today with Craig Smith. I called Craig yesterday afternoon when I started seeing some of this information on gold and talking to some other folks about it. Let's go to the telephones a little early today. Another Chris. Chris in Missouri. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a question for Craig. I'd like for him to speak about the kind of suppression of the gold and silver market by the central banks and maybe our government. I'd like for him to comment on the fact that there's less silver in the world than there is gold above ground, and why silver is so low.
Well, you know, Chrissy, you bring up two great issues. Let's take the latter one first. Silver has always been looked at as an industrial metal. Ever since Lyndon Johnson took the silver out of our coinage in 1964, really silver has been looked at as an industrial metal and not so much a precious metal, although it does deserve to be looked at as a precious metal. Silver, we get a lot of silver from as a direct result of byproduct mining of copper. And so when Phelps Dodge and all these companies are digging copper out of the ground, they basically, it's like the old days of getting oil. They used to throw away the natural gas. It was kind of the same with the silver. But now they're obviously using it with the prices doubling recently. Silver makes a great alternative to people that can't, for people that can't afford gold. However, nothing will ever replace gold as being money on an international basis. And I suspect that's why, even though some people would suggest there's less supplies of silver, it hasn't done nearly as well on the long-term basis as gold has done. But let's take your question about the suppression of the price of gold, because it's a very interesting area that you bring up, but most Americans don't have a clue about it. There's an organization called GATA, the Gold Antitrust Action. You can find them on the web at GATA.org. And they document this very well, how the American banks leased gold. If you can imagine leasing a tractor and then taking the tractor and selling it to somebody and putting the cash in your pocket and then one day having to hopefully buy that tractor back at a cheaper price when you got to turn it into the leasing company, well, that's basically what the banks did. Only one problem. They leased out the gold in the $300 level. Now today gold's at a $500 level. And instead of being able to buy it back cheaper to replace it, they're going to have to pay way more. And so for years, as gold started to go up, they kept trying to sell as much as they could, and by shorting the market, selling something they did not have in hopes to keep the price down. Now, for years, I kind of poo-pooed the whole idea, Chris, until I met a fellow by the name of Bill Murphy, from the gold antitrust action, and he showed me the documentation. Reg Howell actually sued the Federal Reserve Bank over it and some big brokerage firms back east. A federal judge threw the case out. But if you look at the documentation, you'd be hard-pressed to not believe that the American banks used it to develop billions upon billions of dollars of fresh capital that in turn went into fuel the stock market. And there are some people that are saying as price of gold goes higher, ultimately, when these loans come due and these leases come due, it's going to really hurt the stock market in a dramatic way. So I don't think we've seen the end of that story yet.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. We're visiting with Craig Smith again today, and we're talking about this gold run-up in price. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Craig Smith and talking about the fact that back in the year 2001, I believe it was, which was 4 years ago, gold was about $250 an ounce, $250, $55, somewhere in there. Today, it's at the current price, $5.13, so it hasn't quite doubled in value, but almost. And Craig, you were talking about how this gold antitrust action. Now, is the gold antitrust action, are those the people that watch it, or are those the people that do it?
No, those are the people that have been the watchdog group that have brought all
okay.
the information to the surface,
yeah.
and filed lawsuits, and so on and so forth.
Okay, now, who has loaned out this gold?
Well, the banks, and I probably didn't make it clear to your listeners, if, let's use the analogy of a tractor, Derry. If I went to the Farm Bureau and leased a tractor and I was paying the payments every month, and I took the tractor and then sold it to you for, say, $50,000. Then I took that $50,000 and invested in other things and hoped to make enough money so that I could, you know, buy the tractor back and deliver it to the lease company at the end of the lease. And my best thing would be that I could buy a tractor a whole lot cheaper than what I'd turn the tractor in for. Well, that's what the big banks did. When I say the big banks, I don't want to name them by name. They were in the lawsuit. You know, people have been sued all over the place, so I prefer not to get sued. But if you go to GATA.org, they have all the documentation.
Really?
And the banks leased this gold. They took the cash, made all kinds of investments in stocks and bonds and derivatives in all these areas. And it worked flawlessly. I mean, they were able to lease gold, take the cash, make investments with it. But then gold started going, as you said, from 256 to 300 to 350 to... And everywhere along the way, it made these run-ups. They smash it back down. If you remember correctly, gold stayed in that $300 to $400 training range forever. And then finally it made it past that 415 mark, and literally it's been a straight run from 415 to the high of 530 the other day. Why? Because once they lost control of it, people started coming in buying with both fists. It's going to be to their benefit to try and move this price back down, but Derry, I don't think they can with Russian banks now getting in, with second and third, as you and I talked about yesterday, second and third tier central banks in all parts of the world that had to, well, not all parts of the world, but in the euro markets that had to sell off a massive amount of their gold in order to square their books away for the euro coming online. They are back buying gold reserves back. With the world buying gold reserves, I don't think that our American banks and the central banks can fight against the entire world on this. And that's why I think you've only seen the beginning of a long bull market. And hey, Derry, people say, well, you're in the gold business. You're just saying that because of the gold. Hey, this has nothing to do with the type of coins I sell. As you know, I sell $20 gold pieces, early American gold coins, because they do a whole lot better. As I shared with you yesterday, we talked about a particular person's portfolio, and gold's gone up about $150, but their coins have gone up $214. So, you know, I don't have a dog in this game. I'm just telling you that the world is starting to see gold is incredibly inexpensive still, Derry, at $500 when you look at the financial mess that's out there right now.
Okay, now, you were talking about these banks that have loaned this gold out. What are they going to do? Are they going to have to pay five or six, or we don't know what they're having to pay an ounce to get this gold back? Are they doing this?
Well, they're going to have to sooner or later. They keep extending it out. I mean, I don't have their internal books to see how they're handling on their books. I mean, Enron was able to hide massive losses from the public for a number of years before they collapsed. WorldCom was able to hide massive losses before they collapsed. I mean, you know, Health South, I go through and show you all kinds of corporate collapses that, you know, that were able to keep it off the books for a number of years. And I suppose when you're talking about the banks, it's a too big to fail theory. I'm sure the government will come in just like we did with long-term credit management back in the late 80s when the federal government came in and bailed those guys out during the Asian currency crisis. So, you know, I don't know the end game, Derry, and I don't purport to know the end game, but I do know this. You just made mention that there's $2.some-odd trillion that's held by Asian countries. They're looking for a place to park that money, and they don't want it parked in the dollar anymore.
No, and they like to see us go broke anyway.
You better believe. Well, they want to see us keep buying their stuff, but they don't want to see us gain any more financial power internationally than we already have. And we do have competition now, Derry. For years, we thought it was the Japanese. I think the competition we saw from the Japanese in the 70s and 80s is going to be nothing compared to the competition we see from the Chinese in the year 2007 and beyond.
You mentioned, going into that last commercial break, you said when people start realizing what gold is doing, and then they look and see what a certificate of deposit's worth at the bank,
right?
They're getting 3 or 4, or they don't even get 4%.
Yeah, and you know, that's what's happened, Derry. Real rates of returns are so low right now. Before, people would keep their money in time deposits because there was no risk. And then they had to go to the stock market to look for returns. Now they can go back into gold and get a significant return just over the increase of value. So, that's why real estate's done well. I mean, you got to remember, currency migrates. They look for the safest, best returns. And currency is migrating right now. And that's why you've seen, look at what's happened with the Nikkei. The Japanese stock market's up huge. Look at the Kiwi. Look at the Australian dollar, New Zealand dollar. It's gone through the roof recently. I mean, currencies are going to migrate, and the world is waking up to the fact that the U.S. dollar is not the only game on the block anymore, Derry.
Let's take another break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Full of power and beauty, gold was thought by ancients to be a gift from heaven. And so gold has been for those who understand the major economic shift of the new millennium. Yes, ever since the new century rolled over, tangible assets like gold coins have begun to slow. Steadily climb skyward, indeed, gold coins are a godsend to we the people, who must now face another year of rising costs, negative real returns, and growing volatility in the financial world. Rediscovering gold traces a history of United States gold coins, pricing factors, market cycles, and the effect growing demand has on a shrinking supply. You can get this classic book free to my audience as a gift from Swiss America by calling 1-800-289-2646 or just 1-800-BUYCOIN. Rediscover gold today. Call 1-800-289-2646 or 1-800-BUYCOIN. When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Well, Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago. And as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. We feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
With the ever-rising cost of fossil fuel and electricity, it's time to consider making your own alternative power. Alternative Power Video is the story of one man who has achieved energy independence. In this DVD, Alternative Power Video, you'll see how Charlie Stewart and his family of seven live off the grid. Listen to what others are saying about it. Here's Don in Olathe, Kansas.
It's very informational. No matter what your level of understanding is, you're going to glean something off of it and may inspire you to have new ideas as well. I currently live in the city, but I still see some things that he's doing that people in the city could take advantage of. I've shown it to my family. Everybody seemed to think that what he was doing was pretty much the way to go. I thought it was a very good video, and I would highly recommend it to anyone.
To order Alternative Power Video, 70 minutes long in DVD format only, send $24.95 to Power Video, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, there's always something to be thankful for. If you can't pay your bills, you can be thankful you're not one of your creditors. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Craig Smith with us today, our financial expert, and particularly an expert on gold. We're talking about this gold market. As that bumper, I guess that just happened to sprout up there, didn't it, Jeff? If you can't pay your bills, at least be thankful that you're not one of your creditors. What's going to happen? You know, I can see, and you mentioned going into the commercial break that, or one of the commercial breaks, I don't know if this last one or not, but you said something about how the money goes to, you know, to where it's going to find the best returns, and it's going to do it at the expense of some other form of investment, such as the stock market. But now it's going to affect this bond market just as well, is it not?
Oh, sure. And Derry, that's why you have a lot of people very concerned about the bonds right now, saying that considering bonds may be touch and go here, especially if we're headed towards an inflationary period, that you'll see all the money come out of bonds looking to go somewhere else. Now, where will it go? Will it go into real estate? Will it go into gold? Will it go into commodities like oil and copper? Will it go into the stock market? If we could predict where those migrations of currencies end up, you can make a fortune, because let's just assume that all the money coming out of bonds were going to go into blue chip stocks. Well, heck, if you get long blue chip stocks, you're going to make a fortune, because all that money, even if those companies didn't make a profit, are going to send those stocks through the roof.
So right now you have a glut of U.S. dollars in the world. You have a glut of euro in the world, and they're looking for places for that money to go. And as long as the bonds continue to signal recession and gold continues to signal inflation, people are going to basically spit in the hands that hold the dice, roll the dice, and hope for the best. And that's why we believe right now you got to be diversified, Derry. You can't have all your money in stocks or bonds or gold or real estate or cash. You got to be spread out, because I don't think anybody knows where this thing's going right now, Derry, especially when you have $30 trillion worth of debt hanging over this market.
Yesterday afternoon, I was in the house for a little while as Neil Cavuto was on Fox News with his bulls and bears. And they discussed what the market was going to do, and then they talked about Alan Greenspan. And the way that they ended the program was, as soon as Alan Greenspan gets out of the picture, which he will, what, January the 31st, I believe.
Right.
We'll see the stock market go through the 10,000 figure up into the 11,000 range.
Well, you know, that's what everybody's been predicting by the end of the year here, even, Derry, that, you know, we'd close out the year above 11,000, yet it seems to be every time we get into the 10,800, you know, 10,890, it starts falling back. I think you can, it's a pretty for sure bet that sometime in the beginning of 2006, you'll see the stock market go into the 11,000 area, because you're bringing Ben Bernanke on. And you and I have talked about Ben Bernanke. You know, he's referred to as Helicopter Ben.
Right.
Press Ben. I mean, this guy believes if the economy's slow, you load up helicopters with $100 bills and you throw them out and give the people money. That can only... See, people have to understand, when we...
You know, we did that one time.
Pardon me? Hopefully he does it over Centertown, Missouri.
I said, we did that one time.
Yeah, but
I was on the board of directors of Farmers and Traders Bank in California, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And we had our 100th anniversary. And we did that. We threw $100 bills out. We had a paratrooper.
Really?
Yeah, jumped out of an airplane and passed out. We didn't actually throw out the $100 bills. If I remember right, we threw out little black balls, and you could take them back to the bank and get a $100 bill. Same thing.
Well, if you remember correctly, during the Vietnam War, we did that with the Vietnamese currencies, trying to destabilize the currencies in a number of areas. I mean, it's not a new process. But people have to keep in mind, Derry, that when you have inflation, the classic definition of inflation is more dollars chasing the same amount of goods and services. So let's just say you have a home in Centertown, Missouri, and all of a sudden a bunch of cash comes into that town. Are you going to sell your house to the guy that offers you $150,000 or the guy that offers you $175,000? That's price inflation. And the reality is we're going to have more money available by increases of M1, M2, and M3 money supply. And therefore, prices of everything is going to go up. Homes, cars, stocks, real estate. I mean, everything probably other than the bond market, because the only thing that hates inflation with a passion is the bond market.
All right. Now, General Motors, and I don't have the information here. I read it just a day or two ago, and I thought, oh, I won't need to keep that, because if you keep everything, I lose track of things. But General Motors, and I forget how many... Is it millions of dollars worth of bonds that they have?
I'm sorry, Derry, how many what?
Bonds. How many dollars worth of bonds? The article had to do that. General Motors wasn't going to be able to survive because of the bonds that they were holding.
Yeah, I mean, General Motors has you know, their debt levels are in the billions. And I don't know if their bond rating has been changed or not recently. I think they have downgraded their bond ratings recently.
Yeah, this had to, I don't remember. I read the article and I thought, well, that's bad for General Motors, and I just pitched it. But since this just came up in the conversation today.
Yeah, I'm just being told that 3 days ago that they did lower the bond rating on General Motors bonds. And people forget that, you know, a lot of major corporations, I mean, this is what made Michael Milken famous, you know, coming up with junk bonds. Could you imagine reading the Wall Street Journal and seeing General Motors go to junk bond status, one of the great American corporations? But we got no problems in this world, right?
I just saw also where General Motors is going to build, I forget how many thousand more automobiles over in India.
Yeah, and you know, of course, they're building them in Canada and Mexico already, Derry.
And you know, that's a perfect example of migration. Think about it. We're arbitraging labor now. I mean, big American corporations are going wherever they can get the labor the cheapest. That's why you have most of the computer companies that do, you know, 800 service calls. I mean, you're calling some guy that's in Bangladesh or Calcutta, you know, and he tells you his name is, you know, Robert. His name is probably Mahid Patel or something. and you know, this is all part and look, Derry, I believe America is a strong country. I believe we're going to get through this. We've been through worse than this before. But who ultimately pays the price in all this, Derry? It's the average hardworking guy that's playing by the rules. And that's why we're saying don't get sucked into this. Keep your debt levels low. Be diversified. Have some of your money in stocks, bonds, treasury bills, cash, some of your money in gold. And don't fall prey to the nonsense that's going on out there in this economy.
Well, let's go back to the very first comments that we made concerning the fact that the Russians were going. The Russians were going to buy. What did we say? 500 tons of gold.
Right.
They say that's only putting 5% of their central bank reserves into gold. So they're just diversifying here. But where did they get that kind of money?
Well, the Russians, and most, I talk about this in a book I wrote recently, Black Gold Stranglehold. Most people don't realize Russia is the second largest producer of crude oil in the world. The first is Saudi Arabia, 10.5 million barrels a day. The Russians are right behind them at 9.7. And soon, they'll be over the Saudis for producing oil. So the Russians are producing vast amounts of oil. If you do the math on that, Derry, we're talking billions of dollars of revenue from oil right now. That's number one. Number two, the Russian economy is doing a whole lot better than we give it credit for. You know, some could suggest the breakup of Russia was very good for Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan. You know, that's just a fancy way of saying state of. You know, the Uzbekistan is the state of the Ubiki people, or Kazakhstan is the state of the Kazakis. But you got to remember, many of those regions are incredibly wealthy with minerals. I mean, you've got iron ores and aluminum, bauxite. You've got oil, natural gas, gold. I mean, there's vast amounts of wealth there, and they're being harvested and brought to market, and that's given the Russian banks a whole bunch of money to work with.
Right, but the people there don't get any of it, or very little, if any of it.
Well, sure, that's just like China, Derry. I mean, you know, I mean, think about the wealth that the Chinese have. Very little of it trickles down to their population. But nevertheless, the money is still there because, again, you know, you made mention of the number yourself, $165 billion worth of cash reserves in the Russian Central Bank, of which they want to diversify $8.4 million of it, or $8.4 billion of it, into gold, which would equate to 500 ton. I mean, you know, who was it? Everett Dirksen, Derry, you remember him. He said a billion here, a billion there, and next thing you know, you're talking about real money.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, and that's
see, we don't even talk in billions anymore. It's trillions now.
You know, I was just thinking about that, Derry. Can you imagine we're having this conversation and we're talking, and you know, when I was a kid, I said, when I grew up, I'm gonna be a billionaire. It was all the money in the world. Now they'll be trillionaires, and soon they're talking about building calculators that will count in quadrillions. You see, I always thought above a trillion it was a zillion. I had to go to the Webster's. It turns out it's a quadrillion. And then above quadrillion is a trillion. I mean, a zillion.
Is there such thing as a zillion? I always thought that was just something someone made up.
Yeah, that's an infinite amount of money. But, you know, once you get above quadrillion, I mean, how... And by the way, do you know that we're counting cubic feet of natural gas in there's 6 quadrillion cubic feet of natural gas in the world, Derry.
Another break coming up. Let's take it right now. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Let's go to the telephones. Florence in Wisconsin. Hi, Florence. You're on the air.
Well, you know, wasn't it just a few months ago where they had a meeting, all the, I don't know, is it the mayors or something in Holland or something, and the Americans were asked to forget the money that all the other countries borrowed from them?
Well, we had the G7 meeting, and at the G7 meeting, you know, the group of seven industrial nations came together and started discussing what debts would be taken care of, what debts wouldn't be taken. I don't know of any specific thing, Florence, of any particular debts that are going to be forgiven, at least at this particular stage of the game.
Well, you know what gets me? Now, Russia is supposed to buy 500 tons of gold or something. Well, you know, actually, Russia owes us $864 million. Now you take Africa owes us 56 point something million. Iraq owes 360. How come we can't collect that money? If we collected all that money, the United States could buy gold and we would have it. But those countries that we borrowed millions of dollars, billions, are buying gold. And all these, even there's a lot of small countries that owe us millions. Now,
yeah, you're right, and I think it's ridiculous when our banks and our you know, with the backing of our federal government, go out and make loans to all these third world nations and underdeveloped nations, or nations like Russia that had to go through their demise, and we go out and we spend billions and billions, and then ultimately we just forgive it, and ultimately the American taxpayers end up paying the freight on it. I think it's high time that we're in a competitive environment, Florence, that the United States of America says, hey, if we lend you $1 billion, guess what? You're just like everybody else. You got to pay back the $1 billion.
With interest.
Exactly. I mean, this is insane. We go out and borrow billions upon billions upon billions of dollars to finance our deficits. We pay interest on every penny of it and pay the principal back. Why doesn't the rest of the world have to do the same?
That's what I can't understand. I mean, I hear about 4 months ago, there was a gentleman on one of the radio stations, and he says, he was shining, and he says, America, he says, take care of your own country. Don't worry about the other countries. And I can't see where we're spending billions, like if it's nothing, and yes.
Well, I believe that America, it's to our best interest to make investments in different parts of the world that will help increase our influences in those areas and also our ability to allow our companies to sell their products there. It's kind of like Boeing selling jets to the Australians and so on and so forth. I think a lot of that is good. However, if we're going to make loans, by golly, let's have them pay back. And if they're not going to pay them back, let's make the people who benefit from those loans pay them back. Hypothetical, if we spent $1 billion opening up the markets in India to whatever the widget makers in Northern California and the countries couldn't pay us back, then we should go to the widget makers and make them pay us back. I mean, this is incredible. We can't just keep spending money with no end in sight. We just can't do it.
And a lot of those loans were never loans in the first place. I can remember after World War II, we had the Marshall Plan, we had all these other plans. We just gave the money away.
That's right.
Hey, let's take another break. This will be the final break of the hour. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Heating costs continue to rise, and winter is here. To cut the cost, get the Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. The Empire Outdoor Wood-Burning Furnace has all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. You can choose from 4 different sizes with 3 different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. So whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. Give them a call at 1-877-983-4328. That's 1-877-983-4328. Or go to burnsbest.com. Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212. Craig, I'm glad we decided not to do this in a 30-minute segment. But tell me, what is a quarter-ounce Gold Eagle worth today?
Well, I don't have the... I can give you an approximate.
Yeah,
how does that work? Let's see here. A quarter-ounce Gold Eagle would be about $135, give or take a few bucks.
Okay.
It's got $128 worth of raw gold in it and probably about $7 premium above that for fabrication.
Okay. In 1998, they were worth $87.
Oh, you're talking about I thought you meant a quarter eagle, like American gold quarter eagle.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's a quarter ounce gold eagle. Someone asked me what a quarter ounce gold eagle was worth.
Okay, well, a quarter ounce gold eagle minted prior to 1933, okay, you're talking anywhere from as little as $275 to as much as, $2 million, depending upon, how nice of a coin it is. If you're talking about an early American quarter gold eagle, the new gold eagles that were minted from 1986 forward, that's the one I'm talking about that trades for its bullion content. It's worth about $135.
Yeah, I imagine that's what they were. I don't know. But they've gone up.
Oh, yeah, the early American quarter eagles, Derry, have gone through the roof. I mean, people forget that quarter eagle originally sold for $2.50. That's what it was. It was a $2.50 gold piece. Okay, when Roosevelt recalled the gold in 1933, gold was $20.67 an ounce. It today, just for its metal content, it has $128 worth of gold in it, of raw gold. So people always think about, well, hey, if coins didn't do it, heck, they used to be $2.50, Derry.
Right. But that $2.50 back at that time went a lot further than it does today.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I mean,
I'm going back to this inflation thing and the economy, but yesterday I watched because it just happened to come on Cavuto's show, and they had the bulls and the bears on there.
Right.
And every one of them, they have four people that talk about what, and every one of them agreed how great this economy is. And going home yesterday afternoon, I heard Hannity talking about how great the economy is. Did a new report or something come out yesterday?
Well, they revised GDP a couple times, and now it looks like GDP is going to settle in somewhere between 3.7 and 4% for the year. So, I mean, we can't undervalue the fact that the economy is good, but why is it good, Derry? It's because we have consumers that are borrowing money at unbelievable rates to go out and buy products from these companies. When the bill comes due for it, we'll see how great this economy is. I mean, you and I can go out on a tear tomorrow and buy everything up in Centertown, Missouri if we put it on our credit cards, but when the bill comes due, do we have enough money to pay for it?
I don't know that there's any business in Centertown that takes a credit card. You haven't been to Centertown.
Well, but I think you understand the theory there.
And, I know what you're saying.
And the economy that we have seen fueled is, look, the housing market. Take financing out of housing, you wouldn't sell another new house. I mean, most people have to finance it for 30 years. Take financing out of automobiles, nobody buy a new car. People buy it on a five-year note. I mean, I remember when I was a kid growing up, my parents wouldn't think to own a home unless they could pay cash for it, or buy a car unless they could pay cash for it. We buy everything on time nowadays, and that consumer debt is killing us slowly but surely, Derry.
Craig, it's been a pleasure. We've got about a minute left, but I want to give you a plug while we have time here. For those of you that want to know more about the gold report, and Craig has a report out on In Housing We Trust, and I can't remember some of the other books that you have written, et cetera. But just go to SwissAmerica.com, and you can check on Craig there. Or if you'd like to visit with him or some of his folks, just pick up the phone and dial 1-800-BUYCOIN. And that is 1-800-289-2646. Craig, we could go on for another hour here. I have all kinds of questions to ask you, but we were talking about natural gas, and we don't have time for your answer, but it's gone from $5 to $15 a cubic foot or something like that. Yet
that's
they
right.
say our inflation is only, 5 or 6% something. And anyway, we're out of time. Now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails. Yeah.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.